The number of layoffs in the tech industry is growing. The latest big announcement came last week from Google parent Alphabet, which is cutting 12,000 jobs. We're talking about more than 200,000 jobs that have evaporated as tech companies watch their profits drop. These layoffs are also throwing into doubt the residency of many workers who are employed on H-1B visas. They have only a short period of time to find new work. Member station KQED's Silicon Valley Desk editor is Rachel Myra. Rachel, hello.
Hello, Deepa.
So, Rachel, 2022 ended with a surge of layoffs in the tech sector, the first of its kind for some of these companies. Why are these companies making such big cuts now?
Well, you know, I'm going to offer a contrary opinion here. I would suggest that in large part, it's because so many tech companies are laying people off. So this surge provides a kind of cover for management to do something guaranteed to make stockholders happy if the company is public. And because labor is typically one of the biggest costs for any company, a tech company especially, but also any corporate leader worth their salt is thinking now, yesterday, tomorrow about which products and services are bringing in revenue short term, which ones are not bringing in revenue, and which moonshots are just too risky and or long term to justify continuing to invest in.
You know, I wonder, I know you've been talking with workers because many kind of have a bitter taste in their mouth. We've heard of people kind of just unceremoniously locked out of their accounts, others just receiving an email. What are you hearing from workers?
I'm reading a lot of the job boards that they post on, like LinkedIn and, you know, sort of the websites like Blind, where you see a lot of people basically saying, I would say in short, that there is no good way to lay people off. It's bad news and it never comes off well. Perhaps even worse when the CEO does take responsibility, especially if it's paired, like you say, with, you know, a sudden mass email, a sudden disconnection from all of your work accounts and some impersonal FAQ that answers little to no questions. A CEO saying, gosh, I'm sorry about this, I take full responsibility, doesn't mean that much when that CEO isn't stepping down and continues to receive, fat bonuses and pay raises.
Yeah, that's got to sting. A lot of the laid off people at workers on H-1B visas. They only have 60 days now to find a new job. How are those workers faring?
Well, you know, it's a scary time for them, especially because, as you mentioned, they have only 60 days before they have to provide immigration authorities here in the U.S. with a new sponsoring employer or leave the country, and not just them, but their families as well. A lot of the people laid off in tech have been in HR and hiring departments. So right off the bat, that tells you this is a scary job market, especially if you've got that deadline imminent, hanging over you, and even for software engineers. But I will say, even if the big tech companies have instituted hiring freezes, a lot of companies in other industries need technical people, and they need them now. So another interesting stat I have for you.
Some opportunities out there.
Yes.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Rachel Myra, Senior Editor, KQED Silicon Valley Desk. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.